Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey, and today I tell you about the banana of the gods and about Cypher PK calling out some map creators for doing some shady stuff.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so first thing we're going to mention here is the banana of the gods. I forgot to mention, or I missed this one yesterday when talking about the update, but there is this really cool new item. It's this golden banana, the banana of the gods, as it says here on the in-game news feed, a forbidden delicacy reserved for the Olympians, restores health over time, and increases sprint speed and jump height. So this is a really, really cool item. You go in game, you pick this up, you eat it, and it says it restores health over time. Now, I've picked this thing up a few times already, and I want to know exactly how this is supposed to work, or if there's just been a bug. And I'll ask anybody listening to this, has this happened to you? So there was a time where I ate a banana, and it was giving me health over the time, and it was pretty fast. I don't know exactly how much health per second it's giving, but it's pretty fast. Because at one point, it was still early in the game. I was only like in the first storm, but I was able to eat a banana, and it got me up to 100 health and kept me there as I got out of the storm. But then there was another time I ate a banana, and it was a golden banana, and I didn't have full health, but I ate this golden banana, the banana of the gods, and it automatically increased my health all the way to 100. I wonder if that was just a bug, it wasn't supposed to happen, because all the other times I've eaten a banana, it did give me, the banana of the gods, the golden banana, it did give me the health over time. So pretty cool item, and again, and then the increased speed and jump height, that lasts for like 25 seconds, I think I saw. So that is very useful as well. So yeah, really, really good item in the game right now that you will just randomly come across, as ground loot. It's pretty cool. All right, so there's that. And then the other thing, as I mentioned and I teased, I want to talk about Cypher PK and him calling out some big time map creators and calling out a map that I recently have been talking about how much I like to use for getting XP. And here it is, the number one most favorited map, the Pit Free-for-All. Oh, and I see now that while we're here, we'll mention it looks like they have changed. They said they were going to move the Discover tab to square tiles now, so they are squares. But anyways, the Pit Free-for-All. Cypher PK, you may have seen this on social media, Cypher PK calling this out. And now it's, this is a map that I do not feel good about playing anymore. Along with a few of these ones that are on the most favorited, like, 1, 2, 3... they are all, abusing the system and exploiting us players to get themselves more popular so that they can make more money off of their maps. As he shows, in the pit free-for-all, they put in a little, they put in the Thunderbolt, but you can't actually pick it up. So then you try to, you click on it, and then you can, it'll show you like a, instructions what to do, and it tells you to go favorite the map and like the map. And once you do that, you think that you're going to be able to go pick up this Thunderbolt now, but you can't still. So they're basically tricking you, and a lot of these maps now are tricking you into liking their map and favoriting their map so that their maps will show up at the top ahead of everybody else's, which is, you know, pretty shady. So they're tricking you into doing that so that their maps will be seen the most. And that's not cool. You know, I think I saw in the video he made, talked about the pit free-for-all, it was like the number 8 overall favorited. And then ever since, this map and a couple of the other maps have, you know, added something like this into their map, tricking people into favoriting and liking it. Then these have all now become like the most favorited maps, 1, 2, 3, right? And again, it is a big deal because, you know, this is a way for players to actually know what are people actually liking and favoriting and liking to play, right? And if you have some of the big time people tricking you or tricking players into favoriting it, then they are getting extra notoriety and taking notoriety away from other deserving creators. And then we come to find out some creators are getting their maps suspended because some of these top creators are reporting these smaller maps that are getting popular so that they can, again, squash the little guy and keep themselves up at the top. It's just not cool. I'm going to have to do more research myself, but I definitely would suggest you research these maps that you're playing and the people who are making them, and make sure they're not trying to do something shady and, you know, do something that's like overall negative for the community. And I'm glad that there's somebody like with a bigger name out there, like a Cypher PK, who is willing to call that out, and doesn't just take advantage of it for himself. And because we all know that Cypher PK's, trying to build like a little creative map company, right? And maybe he could just say, hey, I would like to exploit that. I want to do that too, and get all my maps at the top. I'm already a big name, so if I did that, sure, I could easily get my maps to be the most favorited and most liked and get people to go into my maps even more and make more money, right? So I got to really respect and appreciate that instead of going ahead and trying to take advantage of something like that, he actually is helping the community out by calling out that kind of bad behavior. So I would mention that. We went on a little while about that. So just, you know, what Epic has made, let's take a look at what those people are playing in that. So there's Battle Royale, 226,000. Floor's Lava, 40,000. Zero Build, 273,000. Rocket Racing, 5,000. Lego Fortnite has 91,000. Festival, 16,000. And then there's a whole lot more to be discovered in the Discover tab, but like we said, make sure you're really checking into what you're getting into that in Discover tab there. Quests, headshot players with a hand cannon, gotta do it twice. Hey, Team Rumble, you know that's the best place to do weapon weapon challenges like that. So there's a tip for that. Let's head on over to the item shop and see what's in the item shop today. Okay, here we go. We got Lantern Fest stuff still here, Lego stuff, the cars, the jam tracks, Lady Gaga. Today we got the Innovator Sloan outfit for 1,200, Spark Plug outfit for 1,200, Vix outfit for 1,500, Bear Hug emote for 200, Focused emote for 200. We got the Crystal outfit for 800, Flow outfit for 1,500, Pulse outfit for 1,500, Buybacks pickaxe for 800, the Glow Wings glider for 1,200, Sonic Glow Wrap for 500. We got the Bright Gunner outfit for 1,500, Rainbow Smash pickaxe for 1,500, the Match Point outfit for 800, Maven outfit for 1,200, Ruckus outfit for 1,200. The Electro Shuffle emo still here, the Dynamic Hush item and bundle here. We got the Dude outfit in here for 1,200. The Beach Bomber bundle that's got the Beach Bomber outfit, Brightboard back bling, Bright Stars wrap, and Payload glider for a total of, let me take a look, 1,500, which is 500 off the total. I own everything except for the glider in this one, and because of the discount, I can get that glider for 100 V-Bucks. I might, that's kind of hard to pass up on. I might end up doing that just because. The Beach Bomber outfit itself is 1,200. Bright Stars wrap is 300. Payload glider is 500. The Shoya emote is here for 500. We got the Verge bundle that's got the Verge outfit, clean cut pickaxe, and Diverge glider for 1,500, which is 600 off the total. The Verge outfit itself is 800, clean cut pickaxe 500, and Diverge glider 800. The Aurelia outfit is here for 1,500, Oro outfit for 2,000, Skellen glider for 1,500, Tributes flail pickaxe for 1,200. The Golden King bundle, the Ascendant Midas stuff is still here, the Spring into Action Easter stuff, Nike Airforia is still here, and then today we got the our football outfits, 1,500 for each individual outfit, where you could get them in bundles for 3,500, and these are the ones where you can, yeah, just choose whatever NFL team you want to represent for your jersey outfit. All right. So there you go. That looks like everything today. You can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, MMMIKIE, in the item shop, and some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. Okay, for my item of the day today, let's see. I've always been a fan of this outfit. So I am going to, and I haven't seen it in a while, I don't think, so I'm going to go with that Beach Bomber bundle. Cool outfit, cool back bling, like the wrap and the glider. Yeah, I've always been a fan. So there you go, there is your item of the day, and that is going to be the episode for today. So please make sure you go join that daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.